One major responsibility for the nation's first chief data scientist is helping federal agencies recruit more employees that are tech-savvy and data-minded. DJ Patil joins the growing ranks of federal chief data officers trying to fill those IT skill positions at agencies. Tim McManus is vice president for education and outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. He's looking at ways to focus your agency's approach to recruiting. Tim, this is certainly not a new challenge to government, but it is an ongoing challenge, and it's obvious the administration's placing an emphasis on bringing in not just data scientists and people with high skills in that area, but very highly skilled people in a number of different disciplines. What is this big first step to bringing in new talent and finding people who are going to be willing to stay?
So I think the issue is just that. I think that is the biggest challenge, which is where do you find the talent and how do you bring them in effectively and get them to at least stay for some period of time as well. And I think, you know, we had a workshop with a number of agency participants that was sponsored by TMP Government and DICE last week that focused on how agencies can build their pipeline of mission critical talent. And I think first, you know, every agency is going to define, so there's some broad mission critical occupations that are really important for government at large, but each agency is going to have some of their own occupations that they're going to look at as being very mission critical as well. One of the really interesting things that came out of this workshop was at the beginning we actually asked participants in small groups to kind of identify what some of the challenges to attracting the talent is. And one of the common themes that came up from a lot of participants was their ability to compete with the private sector. Because again, a lot of these occupations, cybersecurity, public health officials, so on and so forth, are folks that are in pretty high demand in the private sector as well. So it was that notion of competition and also pay. And what was really interesting, Francis, is we had a panel of students and recent graduates. Students are folks who have recently graduated, and asked them a number of questions, including what were some of the factors that really they looked at most importantly when they were looking at a new job or potentially switching job. None of them, I repeat, none of them, Francis, actually said pay and compensation was the number one driver for where they were looking to work.
I'm speechless. I mean, because that's norm. That's the perception, I think, would be that's what they're thinking about. That's what's important.
Yeah, and I think instead what they said, and again, this goes back to where does government have an opportunity? It has an opportunity really to focus on two things where generally we do a really good job within government, and that is around providing developmental opportunities and a path for growth and a focus on a clear mission. And when those two things align, that's actually what these folks were really looking at. And by the way, one could say, well, Tim, you actually had a panel of students who were all, pre-focused on government. One of the folks who actually was not in government was actually somebody who currently works for a private sector firm. He also said even when he went to work for the private sector firm, it was not about money for him. It was about the opportunity, the growth, the professional development, and actually the type of work that organization was doing. So again, mission, development, growth were actually key. I think the other big thing that came out of this, and this is a big takeaway for every agency, is we've got to quit trying to recruit or identify talent by just throwing out a net and hoping that we grab something. We've actually got to be we got to get much more sophisticated and actually meet talent where they are. And some of that means being more engaged in social media. Some of that actually means engaging their peers in a different way. But we also have to change the way that we talk about ourselves to individuals. And that's the key, is we actually have to talk to individuals, not just the masses. What we heard both from the job seekers, from influencers of job seekers, and from agencies themselves is where they've been most successful is when they've personalized the outreach. So they've made it personal to individuals. And I think, again, you'll see that through a lot of social media sites, but I think that's the way that we have to begin to look at talent, is we can't simply hope that something resonates with everybody or resonates with the masses. We've got to actually be really targeted and make it personal to that specific individual.
Are agencies equipped to be able to do that, though? Because and I'm not just talking about are they capable of doing it. They're capable of learning to do anything because they're terrific, talented people. But is that something that they have the capacity to do, and is it something they have the resources to do? Because it sounds like it's both of those things intensive.
So it was actually interesting. We had a couple agencies talk about some of the strategies that they've employed, and FERC actually talked about, a representative from FERC actually talked about their internship program. They're doing a great job of converting interns, but in addition to bringing on interns, converting them to full-time employment, they're also doing a really good job of making sure that all of their interns, as they're returning to their colleges and universities, actually reach out to their to their peers. And again, that one-to-one peer outreach actually does personalize things. So do agencies have an outreach or recruitment budget to enable them to go out and do a lot of personal outreach? Maybe not, but I think we've got to actually throw the shutters open and look at this a little bit differently. We're touching individuals every day through internship programs. How are we utilizing those folks to kind of carry some of the water and to be ambassadors for the great work that our agency is doing? We've got opportunities through social media. And by the way, one of the comments that came up is, if you're not engaging people, not only entry level, but broader talent as well through social media, if you're not doing that by and creating a brand recognition of who you are and what you're doing, somebody else is probably out there doing it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I'm in an agency's shoes, I'd much rather be defining what my agency is about, what it means to work there, than having, you know, a couple of people who maybe didn't have the best experience or are looking through it from a limited lens actually kind of define that. So, again, I think that was actually the other part of the conversation that was interesting, is how do you reach not simply those folks who are currently looking for jobs, but kind of the passive job seeker, the person who's really, really happy where they are right now, but may not know about this opportunity, and who would be a great grab for somebody within a federal agency. And I can tell you from the perspective here at the partnership, we're always looking for great talent. Not only that, those folks who are looking for talent, who are looking for a job at this current time, but we're constantly saying, maybe right now is not the right time, but let's keep in touch with these folks.